The theme of our weekly feature coincides with your mission statement, and your mission statement has just been ahead of the times for all this while.
I think it's really important to support local, and that's why we started the shop, was to try to highlight and carry as many local brands as we can.
Has the threat of tariffs helped increase your business?
I do think that the effect has maybe increased our traffic a bit more. But more importantly, I think what it's done is it's made people read the labels, see where things are made, and make choices based on that. It's really been a win-win for us, more traffic, and obviously the brands that are local are getting more exposure, getting more of a highlight, a spotlight. It's interesting. It's actually been a really eye-opening exercise for us. We have printed off small 1.5 by 1.5 inch tags that have the Canadian flag, and we're putting those on the products that are Canadian. And then in our produce area, which changes weekly, if not a couple times a week, we're identifying where the zucchini or where the apple are from.
How wide is the radius of local?
February, March, I guess, when the tariffs were announced or were being implemented, we don't get as many local options as we can, but we were still getting some root vegetables from Quebec. We were able to get some local greens. And so what that means typically is Quebec, it means Ontario, Southern Ontario. Now we're in a season where weekly we're getting new produce coming from local within 100 kilometers. I'd say from us, it probably goes as far as maybe Armprior. And there's some that's grown right here in Almont. The great thing is for us is that's coming weekly, and it's just going to get more and more where we're going to be able to see probably our produce section go to about 75% local.
And as far as some of the things that I need to shop for, like niacinamide and certain supplements that help maintain my health, most of those are from Canada.
In our supplements area, we're probably, so vitamins, minerals, we're probably sitting at about 85% in terms of Canadian products. We have fantastic Canadian brands that we've been carrying all along. And honestly, it's probably the one section we really haven't had to make a lot of switches in terms of replacing brands, because we just have such a heavy presence in Canadian.
If there are some things that you cannot switch, what should people understand about the importance of maintaining them in the inventory?
Especially when you're dealing with a lot of dietary restrictions, we do have people that are dairy-free, are gluten-free, what have you, that we just cannot find a Canadian alternative to. So we are going to keep those, because for some people, it means the difference between having that product and not having that product. Just patience and kindness is what we're trying to move forward with. And we are only increasing the prices as we have to, and then hoping that those prices come back down. But we are really trying to control that pricing so that we lessen the impact for them.
Well, it's a whole new adventure for all of us, but I'm so happy that so much of it falls within your wheelhouse.
It's very troubling times, very scary times, but I do think that if there's a silver lining, it's being able to recognize the amazing products that we have here in Canada, and I'm hoping that the momentum for those continues for years and years.
I thank you once again for taking the time. It's always a pleasure to chat with you.
Thank you. Enjoy that beautiful sunshine.